Okay. Well, for starters, I would say warm up. You know, we don't even talk about stretching to prevent injury, but just take a brief walk around your backyard, kind of survey what you have to do. Another tip is to choose the right size rake. One that's too tall for you means you're going to be doing a lot of reaching. One that's more appropriate, which just should be a little taller than you are height-wise, will allow you to use your arms and your legs as opposed to your back repetitively. Gloves are always a good tip, again, as we talked about, to prevent blisters. You want to watch your posture when you're raking, not doing a whole lot of bending, but keeping the rake closer to you so that you're using the strong muscles as opposed to the weaker back muscles. And keeping your muscles in an awkward position can make muscle strain and muscle pain a greater risk. Other things to suggest would be changing your hands frequently so that it's not always exhausting one arm versus the other. And then the remaining tips really come with how you're going to manage those leaves once you got them in a pile. The easiest thing is to use a tarp and rake onto a tarp, and then you can drag the tarp so that you're not continually bending all the time. Large rakes allow you to rake up a lot of leaves very quickly, but they also get very heavy, so raking onto a tarp makes things a whole lot easier. And the last thing I would leave folks with is involve the whole family. This is a great fall activity, so get kids involved, break it into, make it a kind of a family fun day. Unfortunately, getting the kids involved means they may be jumping in those piles and you have to rake them again, but it's good exercise for them. It's family fun, and then go find pumpkins and do a fall activity for fun after that.